You're listening to a conversation recorded at the East Conference 2024 in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to the EdTech Guys at the East Conference 2024. We have our next guest in the seat. We're going to ask him to tell us who he is, what he does, and all that kind of good stuff. So here we go.
Yeah, hi there. I'm Bryce Smith. I'm an East alum from Fort Ice High School. And I was the featured keynote speaker this year at East Conference, and this is my 15th East Conference being here.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. So tell us about that. You know, first of all, tell us what East meant to you, you know, and as an alumni, where you are now and what it meant to you getting to the point where you're at.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So for me, East was, you know, in the talk I gave this morning, it was really about breaking up the boredom I was feeling day to day in school. I mean, I went to a very simple public school, which, you know, grew up, my family's educators, and so you know, I just was never really a problem child or anything in school, just didn't have anything that really spoke to my passion or interest, and so I just kind of floated around day to day. And so funny enough, that kind of stuck with me for the rest of my life. And so as my career journey progressed, I chose a lot of different options, and so now I'm at a small company, First Orion, that helps combat scammers on phone calls, and getting to work with some really cool technology and solve some community problems, and get to be a professional East student pretty much.
That's awesome.
You get paid to be an East student now.
That's fantastic. It's the best of every world.
Perfect. Right. I would love to be a professional East student. That'd be great. Well, that's really cool. So tell us about this experience. When Matt, who called you? Did Matt call and say, hey, I want you to come back and speak?
Yeah. So, you know, typically it's one of those situations where I show up every year, whether they want me to or not. They never turn me away. And so getting a phone call from Matt one afternoon was kind of weird. I was a little worried. I thought something bad had happened. And he was like, hey, you know, Bryce, you got a second to talk? And so we chatted back and forth. And about halfway through it, I was like, all right, you're trying to either sell me something or what are you trying to get through here?
That's right. What's going on?
He pitched me doing the keynote speech, and I immediately accepted. I was so excited to be able to stand on that stage that I had seen people stand on forever.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I got up there, it was one of those situations where over the last couple of weeks, I've been so worried about what I was going to get there and say. And, you know, I just kind of woke up at 5:30 one morning and had an idea. I was like, I don't need to get up there and talk about how great it is to be me. I want to get up there and talk about how great it is to be an East student.
Yes.
And how, like, fortunate I am that I get to basically do that same thing. And to your point, get paid to do it. So it's fantastic.
Yeah. You know, we've noticed that with the students here, and we say this, and we've done this for years. After the pandemic, it was hard for us to get back, but Matt called and Jamie and the crew, and they all hollered at us, like, come back and do this, and we had time, and we're like, yeah, we got to get back here.
Yeah.
We do a lot of education, but we mainly talk to teachers. We forgot how much fun it is to talk to East students.
Oh, yeah.
They're so charismatic.
It's a different breed.
They're so charismatic, and, you know, and we can tell it, just, you know, as an alumni, you have no problem having a conversation. But yeah, go ahead, man.
So reflect back on your time in East. What are some of the projects that kind of stand out in your memory that you were a part of, and what that impact had on the community where you were, but then also, you know, what impact on you personally?
Yeah, you know, I got two really that come to mind that, you know, I'd like to talk about. One is the Pure East project, you know, with community involvement and everything, and that was our administrator of our hospital at the time was really involved in United Way. And so he came to the East program literally just asking, hey, I'm trying to put together a fundraiser video, trying to share some stories from the community. Do you have anyone that will come help? And I was the only person really that had been working with the video technology, Final Cut Pro at the time, and learned how to, you know, work with all that. And so I went with him, and we went and visited all these people, you know, in my community. And I grew up in a town of less than 4,000 people, and so I thought I knew everybody. And then you start meeting people, and you're like, I didn't know your story. I didn't know who you were. Hmm. And so sitting there and not just videotaping them, but editing and building the story and all that together, and then, you know, using that where United Way, they had a big call-in telethon kind of thing, and they would play it and everything to generate, you know, support, and it did great. And so, you know, that was my real East project one.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I got to give a shout out to the unsung heroes of these classrooms, and that's what I turned into. It's more the tech administrator, the networking guy. You know, it's the support role where you're not necessarily front and center in every single East project going on, but, you know, you're behind the scenes making sure the cameras work, all the software is working as expected.
Yeah.
If someone has an issue with trying to upload a video and making like months worth of work disappearing, you know, stepping in and helping in that role, which is where my career eventually ended up landing.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the, to me, that's one of the, and Jeff and I have talked about this throughout the day, you know, one of the key features of East is that there are so many roles for each of the students involved in various projects. You know, a student might be the lead in one project, but might be, you know, the writer in another project, you know, and just it kind of depends on where things fall on the spectrum of the individual projects. But it's important that, that the students learn, and one of the things you learned is that, you know, there are all of these different, air quote, jobs that need to be done in order for an East project to come to fruition. And it takes everybody. I mean, you know, the saying, you know, it takes a village, it takes a team.
Yeah.
It does. It takes everybody working together. And what a great opportunity to learn that while you are still in school.
Oh, for sure. Well, you know, it's funny because I work in similar type of teams all the time in my mm-hmm. professional setting.
Mm-hmm.
And I would trade for some East students on half the projects I work on at work, just because it's so crazy to me.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's still crazy to me, even though I was a part of it, and I know it, and I know the value of it. But it's one of those situations where when you start really seeing how well some of these students interact together and build yeah. together, and they don't think about all the different you know, issues that we as adults in the workplace, you know, we come up with these different constructs that we're like, oh, well, I don't like this way, because they just, all that stuff is on the ground with these students, and they're like, okay, how do we get excited about this, and how do we go tackle it, and how do we
yeah.
work on it? And just seeing that passion and that fire and that willingness to come together is so much fun. This is my annual top up of energy for the year. I come here every year just to kind of get that, like, okay, I'm a little bummed at work, I'm a little tired. Now I'll come here to East Conference, interact with some of these kids for a bit, and you'll be high on life.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, we, you know, just 2 days of it, we're like, okay, yeah, this is, we both were just saying, like I said earlier, we love interviewing the kids. I mean, it's mm-hmm. just so much fun. They're so full of energy. You know, back to what you were talking about when you went into the tech role of it, I think that's what these kids learn here, especially those that go into the tech end of it. We have been technologists. I've been in education 30 years, and I've been a tech coordinator for 27. And so the thing about it is that we get to have wins every day.
Oh, yeah.
You know it, you know what I'm talking yeah. about. I fixed this. I got this working. That script's cleaned up. Or this printer's printing. Or, you know, this projector's working. That's a big deal. And that happens in East, I think, so much. That's what gets these kids all excited, is they have these little wins every day. And I was wondering if maybe you could speak to this, being an alumni, when you're talking about the workplace. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're young, you're always looking for friends.
Yeah.
And when we get older, it's kind of like we stop looking for friends maybe. And, you know, and that changes our workplace interaction.
Yeah.
And here, these kids are still building relationships.
Oh, for sure.
And I think that really pushes them forward.
Yeah, no, and you know, I'm still connected with a lot of the East students I met when I was in high school.
Yeah,
You know, a great friend of mine who, you know, we don't keep in touch as often as we do, but Tevin Wooten, who he's up in Boston right now as a meteorologist, doing great, which Boston's my favorite town to go visit. And so every time I go up there, I try to connect with him. You know, and I've got other friends that, you know, from East that have gone on and they started their own companies and, mm-hmm. you know, keeping in touch. And so you're building a network, you know, to your point, already while doing that. And then the other side of it is I've been fortunate enough to, because I work in Arkansas, and so there's a lot of times in my professional career where I interact with people that used to be in the East or mm-hmm. and all that, and there is just a sheer level of confidence where, you know, if I know you're an East student, I can ask you certain questions about your experience in the East, and if you get it, okay, you're welcome on any project I'm working on anytime.
Yeah.
I've seen that on people's resumes and stuff, talk about it. To me, that's an immediate interview. Like, I'm ready to talk to you, because even if, you know, this job's not right for you, I want to know about you. I want to know about the experiences you had in East, and, you know, what we can do maybe in the future together.
Yeah. So, doesn't that speak a lot to the program, how long it's been around?
Oh, for sure.
And the impact it has in Arkansas and everywhere else, but in Arkansas especially.
Yeah, and, you know, East is one of those situations where it's you know, we have some great schools that are outside the state of Arkansas, but really, to me, it is Arkansas's best-kept secret in a lot of areas, and, you know, it's eventually, you know, wherever Matt and the gang thinks it's best to take this and grow it, it's in the best hands possible with them. But, you know, it is one of those situations where you just get to see the fact that it keeps happening every year. And it stood through COVID. You're talking about the y'all's previous journey over here and trying to get back. It's one of those situations where I had the same thing. I mm-hmm. was at home doing some stuff and, you know, tuned in live to watch, you know, a little bit of the East Conference I could. But it's like, and I came back the first year after, and I was just like, okay, is it going to be the same? You know, can they pull this off? And here we are 2 years later, and they pulled it off. It feels like Old East Conference back when I was in school to me when I walked through the halls. The kids are super excited to pull you in and talk to about the projects and their booths. So
yeah, Matt always brings the boom.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Well, one of the things we were talking about when we first got here, we got here early yesterday, and so we're going through the I don't know what you call it, the
Expo Hall.
Expo Hall or whatever you call it there, the presentation hall there. And you know, all the booths are there waiting for the students to get set up, and some of the students were starting to bring their stuff in. And one of the things that we said was, I don't know if it is or not, but it sure feels bigger this year.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible.
There's definitely an air of presence. You know, and Matt and I were talking about this a little bit earlier, because when I was on staff at East, I mean, I remember loading up the trucks and moving in, and you know, we set up a lot of this tech, a lot of this stuff ourselves.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's like now we're working with professionals, and the level of quality has gone up, mm-hmm. you know, so much. But you know, I'll never forget, you know, a little story about my time working at East. The first time Jerry proposed that this was back when we were doing like a big banquet dinner and stuff like that. So we were serving dinner, like sitting down, suited up, suit and tie dinner for all the students, and Jerry recommended we do the founders presentations and everything in the round for the first time. Mm. And so we had all the banquet tables set up around that, and we're sitting here thinking, okay, well, we've got a company we're contracting and working with for all the visitation, for the visuals and stuff, but it's in charge of us to run the show. What, anyone ever done that before? Like, what are you know, we're doing? And of course, as anything Jerry touches, it turned out absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just one of those situations where I've never seen the East staff, these facilitators, these students, willing to or not willing to take a risk. I mean, they go in heads first, and if someone's got a cool idea, it's not a no, right? It's a, well, let's talk about it. Let's figure out what we can do.
Right. And that's East.
Yeah, and that's East.
Yeah, everybody's a facilitator. Everybody's a student.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what, decades ago, I went to the very first East with my superintendent way back. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at that point, we were looking at bringing it to our school, and we were going to be one of the first. And I knew then, I was like, oh, this is going to be big. And that's when they first started, and before it became what it is now. Yeah. And so to see it start there in my career in education and see where it is now, it boggles my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when I see Matt with the laser lights and the smoke and the whole bit, you know, he's always bringing the boom. So that's just amazing to me.
Yeah, I was talking back and forth with some of my coworkers this morning, just kind of doing some daily check-in stuff, and they're like, you know, all right, so you have to go get on stage. And I was like, yeah, you know. And they're like, oh, it's just, you know, I was like, it's school kids, don't worry about it. And they're like, you know, it's probably like, you know what, 200? I'm like, 2,000 to 3,000? They're like, what? I'm like, yeah, I got to get up on a stage in front of 2,000 to 3,000. Yeah. And I said, they're not just students. These students, they're professionals. I said, half of them are smarter than you and I.
Yeah.
And the other half just don't know it yet.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. That's
they're still judging us.
No. Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
They're still judging regardless. And I was like, and, you know, and that was one of the things I kind of told them. And even talking to my team, I said, I am more intimidated to get up on stage and talk in front of these students than I am in any board presentation, any professional meeting. In those situations, I know I'm the smartest guy in the room. I am not the smartest guy in the room when it comes to being at these conferences.
Exactly.
And I love that.
Yeah. That's how we are when they sit down here. We're like, okay, let's get through this one.
Yeah.
Being the time bandit here, so Bryce, if folks want to reach out to you, find out more, you know, like talk to you, you want to share some information?
Yeah, sure. I mean, so I'm on Twitter, at W. Bryce Smith. That's probably the best place to find me. I keep it updated every now and then. And then I'm on LinkedIn, the typical you know, professional. So Bryce Smith, and that's where you can find me.
Awesome. Hey, Bryce, thanks for sitting down with us.
Yeah, I appreciate it so much.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for listening to this conversation recorded live at the 2024 East Initiative Conference in Hot Springs, Arkansas.